grace, peace, and mercy, and perhaps a belly full of faith to you today from our crucified Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He says it to the people who come looking for him after he's just given them a free lunch. I am the bread of life. As we mentioned, today marks the first Sunday in the season of Lent, and here around Mount Olivet, we're focusing on this question, who is Jesus? One of the kiddos in the cathedral choir this morning was being snarky with me and said, yeah, who is Jesus? Who is he, preacher? I said, you better listen during the worship, you know, today. But specifically, we're looking at these, I am statements that Jesus is recorded as saying in the Gospel of John. There are seven I am statements. We're going to look at five of them, including today over the next 5 weeks or so. And they could be taken as kind of nice, insightful little metaphors for who Jesus is. But it deserves being said that as Jesus said these statements, at least in John's gospel, they could be a part of what actually gets him killed. Because each time he says, I am, it harkens back to the story that some of you know from your Sunday school days or whatnot of Moses meeting God in the burning bush in Exodus. And Moses asks God, you know, what's your name? Who shall I say is sending me? And out of the burning bush, God says, you say, I am who I am. And so as Jesus is going around with all these Jewish ears listening to him, each time he says, I am, you know, people are like, whoa, something big's going on here. And today we hear the first of those statements, I am the bread of life. Now, if you were here last week, you might remember what this is referring to. If you weren't here last week, you're forgiven. But I'll catch you up. We heard the story last week in church of Jesus, the famous feeding of the 5,000. It's the only miracle of Jesus, besides the resurrection, that is noted and recorded in each gospel, in all four of them. So people thought that this was a really important story for getting to know who Jesus is. And Jesus and his disciples were along the Sea of Galilee, Lake Galilee, near Tiberias, which is kind of on the southwest side of the lake. And people were journeying down from all different places to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. So there was a large crowd there, and they didn't have anything. And Jesus said to the disciples, you know, get them something to eat. The disciples are like, are you out of your mind, Jesus? We don't have enough money. There's no place to buy it. And so he gets five loaves of bread and two fish. And with five loaves and two fish, he feeds 5,000 people. And there's even 12 baskets full of leftovers to put in the fridge or something afterwards. And so today we pick up the story. This is the day after. Jesus and the disciples in the night have gone to the north end of the lake, to Capernaum, and the people found out that he went. And, you know, if you're journeying with a guy, you're traveling a long distance, and this guy gives you free lunch, what are you going to, might follow that guy. People ask, when did you come here? And rather than answer their question, Jesus cuts to the chase and kind of calls them out. He says, I know why you're here. You're here not because you saw the signs and the wonders and the power of God. You just want another free lunch. But there's more to it than that, Jesus says. Do not work for the food that perishes. In other words, the food that's here today and gone tomorrow. Rather, look to the food that lasts forever. So the people reply, you know, what do we do to get this? How do we work for this? How do we get it? And Jesus says, well, actually, you don't work for it at all. You just trust. You see, it's freely given. It's yours already, even. To me, it sounds very Lutheran, you know? You can't do anything to get this. It's free. You have faith. And then it gets really fun because the people reply with a question, well, can you give us a sign, Jesus, so that we might believe? I thought that sounds familiar to me. I know that there have been times in my life where I've prayed to God for some kind of sign of God's presence or love. And I imagine, and I've heard many people do that, you know, as a pastor. I imagine perhaps some of you have. Sounds familiar. And isn't it true that sometimes we can neglect the signs? You know, we can receive life in an unexpected way from day to day, or even in ways we don't deserve, and fail to acknowledge it. And remember, these people asking for a sign are the same people who just saw Jesus feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Hey, can you give us a sign, Jesus, that we should believe this? Then Jesus cuts to the chase. I am the bread of life. You don't need a sign, even though you just got one yesterday. The bread, the real deal, the actual thing, is standing right in front of you. I am the bread of life. The food you eat from day to day is from God, but there's more than that. There's a relationship with who God is. And I am God in flesh, Jesus says, or in the Gospel of John proclaims. That is God in our skin, in your body. A God who knows and experiences hunger, who enters into human suffering, who takes on our death. No, Jesus says, there's no sign. I'm the actual thing. Last week, I got to preach over at our Mount Olivet home. Pastor Hammerston was there last hour doing the same thing. And it's good to be over there with those saints because they are so faithful and also sometimes very unreserved. You know, if the sermon's boring, they're not afraid to just conk out. You know, they're... You're not bringing it, preacher. I'm going to get some rest at least. And last week I preaching on the feeding, I said it reminds me of when Jesus says, and the scripture proclaims, one does not live by, and a man just yelled out, bread alone. I'm like, you got it. That's right. And I looked to see who it was, and it was a man who is blind, sitting in a wheelchair in the front row. A blind man in the wheelchair knew that there is bread for life which goes beyond the food we eat. It's almost like he knew the catechism or the scriptures. Incidentally, I dug out the catechism. You know, we pray, give us today our daily bread. And Martin Luther described what daily bread is and said the things you might assume. Food, drink, clothing, shoes, home, you know, property, money enough. But then he went into relationships. He gave thanks for his spouse, children, upright and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, please, Lord, you know, health, good friends, faithful neighbors. What brings you life? It's not just food. And Jesus says, I am that bread. I'm all of it. And not least of which, including a relationship with the God of all creation who knows you deeply. Incidentally, on Thursday morning, about 7 a.m. in the morning, I was still sleeping because my kids were off school. And I heard my neighbor's 8-horse, 2-cycle snowblower going down my sidewalk. Bread from heaven. Saved me a lot of time. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And you know what? My neighbor embodied that bread that day. Gave it to me. Jesus says, it's a relationship with a God that even if we lack real physical bread one day, God's bread never runs out. Even amid all that we lack, all the ways we get in the way of it, all the ways we doubt its presence, it's still there forever. There's a book I remember from years ago. It was called Sleeping with Bread. Some of you may know it. It was kind of a spiritual practice book and encouraged people to share with one another, perhaps at the end of the day, and recognize all the gifts of the day, what you're grateful for, and also to acknowledge some of the hardships and struggles of the day, and then also to look forward and pray for in hope for what's to come. And the name of the book was taken from a true story of orphanages in Europe during World War II. There were a number of them who were filled with children who had lost their parents as a result of the war and experienced that trauma and that that yearning for provision. And they found the kids couldn't sleep very well, and so one person, one of the counselors, a psychologist as a part of it, had the idea of giving each child a chunk of bread to go to bed with. In essence, to give them assurance that they would be taken care of tomorrow. Sleeping with bread. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. You don't even have to work for it. It's given. It's new every day. It's for this life right now. And when life runs out, the bread doesn't. It provides new life. And then Scripture talks about us as the body of Christ now, because Jesus isn't embodied in the same way he was when he was alive. And so you and I embody who Jesus is. And like Jesus gives his life for others, so too we share this bread with anybody. And so who is Jesus? Well, this week, he says, I am the bread of life. And so don't go looking for any more signs today. There's only one thing to do. Well, two. Eat up and share the leftovers. Amen.